The number of people killed in alcohol-related crashes in Mecklenburg County has been increasing steadily over the last decade, including 100 deaths combined in 2020 and 2021. But while drunk driving deaths are up, drunk driving convictions in Mecklenburg are way down, and now the lowest in North Carolina based on population. In this two-part WFAE series, reporter Steve Harrison asks why.
The number of people convicted for DWI in Mecklenburg County has plummeted in the last decade, falling 80%. And when you look at convictions based on population, Mecklenburg now has the fewest of any North Carolina county. No one else is even close. Meanwhile, the number of people killed in alcohol-related car crashes on Mecklenburg roads is going up. One of the most horrific crashes, July 3, 2020. Lynn Sherrill lost four family members that day.
My only child, Matthew, he was 35, almost 35 at the time. His wife, Andrea, and my two granddaughters, who were 9 and 12-year-old at the time, they were all killed instantly by the actions of what the drunk driver did.
They were on their way home to Gaston County when an impaired driver, Dakia Charles, caused a series of wrecks on Interstate 485 in North Charlotte, sending a truck into oncoming traffic.
And they were totally crushed. There was nothing they could do in their big Tahoe. There was just nothing. So the only good thing is they died instantly.
4 hours after the crash, the driver's blood alcohol level was 0.07, and he already had a previous DWI conviction, prohibiting him from driving above a 0.04. The big picture, however, is how many people aren't being convicted. In fiscal year 2021, for instance, Wake County had more than 1,400 convictions. Gaston County, nearly 600. The judicial district covering Rutherford and McDowell counties, which combined have one-tenth as many people as Mecklenburg, had 201. Mecklenburg not only had the lowest per capita number of convictions, but the actual lowest number of convictions of any North Carolina judicial district, with just 154.
You got to be kidding me. 154? That's unfathomable to me.
That's attorney Bill Powers, who has worked DWI cases in Charlotte for 30 years, representing both drunk drivers and their victims.
Even with COVID, even with our courts being closed, even with the number of DWI enforcement actions being down, 154, lower than anywhere else in the state of North Carolina. I couldn't believe it.
So what happened? One factor, a decline in people charged with DWI, like this 2021 arrest off Independence Boulevard.
Put your hands on your back, you're being placed under arrest for driving while impaired. I appreciate your cooperation, okay? Just had a little too much.
In recent years, there's been a shift away from what's known as proactive policing, such as pulling people over for expired registration or making an improper lane change. CMPD data shows the number of arrests and citations have dropped by more than half since 2009. This came as the city's population grew by nearly 20%. With fewer stops, there are fewer opportunities to find drunk drivers. DWI charges have fallen statewide, but the drop in Mecklenburg, a 55% decline, is one of the largest in the state.
The numbers are down, and we are aware of it. It's a concern.
That's CMPD Sergeant Bernie Reibold, who leads the DWI task force. He says rideshare companies like Uber are one reason DWI arrests are down. And he says officers are having to do more with less.
You know, if you look at the last 10 years, we have an increased call volume drastically compared to, 2013.
CMPD Officer Daniel Redford, president of the Fraternal Order of Police, says there's another problem. DWI cases have become too time-consuming.
And it would not surprise me to know that there are officers who are discouraged from doing it. They may still investigate and say, all right, this guy's drunk, but instead of arresting them, say, hey, I'm either going to take you home or I'm going to have you call a cab, call somebody to come and pick you up.
He says officers believe the judicial system in Mecklenburg favors defendants, and some don't want to go to court multiple times for a single DWI.
They're probably just second-guessing whether or not they really want to go through the hassle of the prosecution.
The district attorney's office says it's not our fault. Deputy District Attorney Bruce Lilly says the extended court closures for COVID created a huge bottleneck for his office. And he says DWI cases have become harder to prosecute because the average case now has more evidence that has to be entered, like police body camera footage. That can help prosecutors, but also give the defense something else to challenge.
and for the state, for prosecutors, nothing good happens when it takes longer to adjudicate your case to get it to trial.
But that doesn't tell the whole story. The steep drop in convictions started before the pandemic. In Spencer Merriweather's first 2 years as DA, in 2018 and 2019, Mecklenburg saw the biggest decline in convictions in at least a decade. DWI convictions fell by 50% in those 2 years combined. And it's important to look at Wake County, which is the same size as Mecklenburg. Over the last 4 years, the number of convictions in Wake has also declined, but the county has still convicted nearly four times as many people for DWI as Mecklenburg, even with fewer prosecutors. Wake DA Lauren Freeman says,
"We put a tremendous amount of resources into our DWI prosecution."
Freeman says she has four prosecutors assigned specifically to DWIs, as well as three courtrooms used only for impaired driving. Mecklenburg doesn't have any, although District Court now has three courtrooms that focus on DWIs for 2 weeks a month.
I think any of us that sit with families, and we all have to in our roles, that had a loved one killed by a drunk driver, I mean, I think that's enough to keep you motivated.
Sherry McCall lost her five-year-old daughter, Noelle, to a DWI crash in Cabarrus County in 2019. She's sitting in the living room of her Midland home, holding her five-month-old son, Bennett.
You're getting some teeth, so you're...
The crash left her mother-in-law with a broken back.
And then Noelle was killed. She was what is a term that I hate to say, but she was internally decapitated when she was hit. Her neck was severed from her body, you know, internally. Like, there was nothing that could have been done to save her.
When told that fewer people are being convicted in neighboring Mecklenburg, she says that's unacceptable. Cabarrus County now convicts more than seven times as many people for DWI as Mecklenburg, based on population.
Everyone else can go on about their lives, but the people that are affected by this go and have to rebuild their entire lives. So where it's added paperwork and time for officers and courts, that's not all it is to these families.
For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.